Welcome to Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Heimbuch. And if you are a visual storyteller with a love for all things wild, then you're in the right place. From conservation to creativity, from business to marketing, and everything in between, this podcast is for you, the conservation visual storyteller who is ready to make an impact. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to today's quick tip episode. So, what category of images are you really working on creating? And is that in alignment with who you want to be or how you envision yourself as an impactful conservation visual storyteller? That's what I really want to dig into in this episode. There are four categories of images that I typically see nature photographers working toward creating. And depending on which category of images you're zeroed in on, that may be helping you toward being a conservation visual storyteller or might be slightly out of alignment with that. And so I want to dig into what these four categories of images are, and you can decide if they're helping you meet your goal or maybe you want to focus on a different category. So the first category of images are bird on a stick images. So these are images that don't have a whole lot of storytelling to them, and they work well as just standalone one-off images. These tend to be the beautiful portraits of wildlife or the beautiful landscapes that are maybe a print that you would want to hang on a wall. But beyond that, they're not moving the needle in much of a way. There's not a whole lot of story or purpose behind them. They're really pretty to look at, but they pretty much just stay there. This category is really about kind of getting likes. Likes on social media, they are the heart emojis for whatever platform you might be sharing them on. They might get comments or they might get that attention. They might sell some prints, but beyond that, not a whole lot happens with these images. The next category are the prize winners. So this is when you start to build more storytelling, more impact into your images. They are still standalone images, but they have a higher level of that storytelling element that we really love as humans. So these are the ones that show interesting behaviors or surprising moments, or have some level of complexity to them that draws us in. So beyond being a beautiful portrait, they draw us to maybe ask a few more questions or be more interested. These are the ones that typically win the prize at Wildlife Photographer of the Year, Big Picture, these other big competitions. They're the images that earn the claps. They're the prize winners. A third category of images are the conversation starters. So this is where you start to move a little bit past the standalone single shots and into collections of images that are maybe more toward photo essays, or there's a theme around them that as you show a couple or a few of these images that have a theme to them, people are curious. They start conversations with the audience that you put them in front of. These are the photos that earn clicks. So far we've covered the bird on a stick photos, those single standalone shots that are beautiful to look at. They earn the likes. That's about as far as they go. Then we have the prize winners. These are those standalone shots that have a bit more of that story, that kind of compelling element that draws us in, and they earn the claps. And then we have the conversation starters. These are the collections of a few images, some portfolios that are maybe leaning more toward being photo essays. They really draw people in and start conversations through what the images together are starting to talk about. They earn the clicks. People want to click to find out more about what's going on with these images. Now, the fourth category of images are the change makers. These are the types of images that really impactful conservation visual storytellers focus in on. You take the best of those prize winners, those images that have storytelling elements that draw us in, that make us curious, that give us that wow factor, and they are placed in a group of images, a portfolio of images that build conversation. So these storytelling images are working together as a portfolio to build a conversation, to draw people in, to get them active and curious and engaged and asking questions. And when you have that magical combo, that is when you create action and impact with your images. Now, there is no wrong category of imagery to be working in, and we all work in different categories based on where we are in our journey as photographers. Every single one of us starts out with creating bird on a stick shots. We just want to get those beautiful, tack sharp shots that we can share with friends and family. From there, though, you typically are working towards something more. And as an impactful conservation visual storyteller, our ultimate goal really is to work toward those change makers. So today, I would love for you to think about what category of images are you creating right now, and which category would you like to move toward? Again, there's no wrong place to be inside of this, and there's no wrong answer for where to move toward. We all go in steps and phases and have different goals and desires. But if you're someone who really wants to make an impact with your images, if you are drawn to the idea that your images are more than pretty pictures hanging on a wall, that they actually have an impact, they cause people to have an aha moment, they cause behavior change, they have an impact for species and places that you care about, then I really encourage you to think about how is it that you would like to move toward those change maker photos, those storytelling images that work together as a cohesive unit to tell the story of something, to build the conversation, to draw in a community around something, because the visual impact of them together is so significant. And if that's where you want to go, then I encourage you to check out the show notes of this episode, because I'm going to go ahead and link to some episodes from this podcast that I think can directly help you in that journey. Episodes that have some specific information and action items in them that can help you move the needle on moving from one quadrant to the next. So be sure and check out the show notes to this episode to find those other episodes that you can then download and listen to whenever it fits into your schedule. But no matter what, I would love for you to take a little bit of time today to think about these categories of images that we tend to shoot in. Think about where you are. What category are you really focused on right now? And is that in alignment with where you want to be as a photographer in the near future or the distant future? Is the category of images that you tend to focus on right now working for you with where you want to go with your photography? If it is, awesome. If it isn't, consider where you want to head next, and then head into the show notes, grab those episodes, listen to a few, see if you can decide where you might want to make a shift and move toward another category of images that builds your skill sets and gets you moving to where you want to be as a conservation photographer, conservation visual storyteller. Okay, I hope that this was a helpful quick tip episode, and I will talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the very end of this episode, and I want to give you a reward for the attention and the dedication that you just showed. I have made something extra special for you. It is a 45-second quiz that reveals your unique personality as a visual storyteller. See, as photographers and filmmakers, we all have our own unique creative strengths as well as some weaknesses to be aware of. And this quiz will not only reveal your creative super strengths, but also provide you with a customized action plan to put those strengths into action. You can head to jamieh.com/quiz to find out your unique storyteller personality. That's jamieh.com/quiz. I hope that you have so much fun learning about the unique personality that you bring to your storytelling.